From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. South Korean President Moon Jae-in met Saturday afternoon with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un near the two Koreas' heavily militarized border. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has the latest.
It's the second meeting in a month between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in at the border village of Panmunjom. Moon's office says the two leaders discussed the peace commitments they agreed to at that first summit a month ago and Kim's potential summit with President Trump next month. Trump abruptly called off that meeting this week, citing North Korea's tremendous anger and open hostility, only to soften his stance a day later. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Officials said Moon will announce the outcome of his discussion with Kim Sunday.
This is a monumental day for women in Ireland. This is about women taking their rightful place in Irish society, finally. And we cannot thank everybody enough.
That was Together for Yes co-director Orla O'Connor, grateful for Saturday's referendum results. Irish voters have overwhelmingly supported repealing their country's constitutional ban on abortions. Prime Minister Leo Varadkar says official results showed more than two-thirds of voters back the repeal. He'll now work to make sure there are fewer crisis pregnancies and better sex education in schools going forward.
The public have spoken and gives us the mandate we need now to bring in more modern, more liberal abortion laws here in Ireland.
The size of the win exceeded expectations and will make it much easier for Irish women to obtain abortions legally for the first time. A cyclone more powerful than any previously recorded in southern Oman slammed into the Gulf country and neighboring Yemen Saturday. This is VOA News.